This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that Israel has agreed to allow the United Nations to conduct an assessment of conditions in northern Gaza as displaced Palestinian civilians take refuge in the south of the enclave and are begging to return to their homes. VOA's senior Cindy Sane reports.
Displaced Gazans in Khan Yunis on Tuesday asked Blinken to support their return to their homes in the north of the enclave. Asked why the United States does not oblige Israel to agree to a ceasefire, Blinken had this to say.
We want this war to end as soon as possible. There's been far too much loss of life, far too much suffering. But it's vital that Israel achieve its very legitimate objectives of ensuring that October 7th can never happen again.
Cindy Sane, VOA News. The State Department.
The White House does continue to reject mounting calls for a cessation of hostilities between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, sending mixed signals amid President Joe Biden's efforts to appease some Americans' calls for a ceasefire. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
The death toll has topped 23,000 people, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, as Israel continues its military operations, insisting it will stop only after Hamas is eliminated, despite mounting calls for a ceasefire.
We do continue to support humanitarian pauses, but not a general ceasefire right now. The president wasn't signaling any change at all.
The National Security Council's John Kirby reiterated the U.S. position to VOA during Tuesday's briefing, despite this remark from President Joe Biden a day earlier.
We've been quietly working with the Israeli government to get them to reduce and significantly get out of Gaza. I'm using all that I can to do.
Biden was responding to hecklers urging him to call for a ceasefire.
VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara. This is VOA News. Pentagon officials report that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
Doctors say his recent secretive hospitalization at Walter Reed Army Medical Center was for surgery on December 22nd, which was related to treating the cancer. He was discharged the following day, but on January 1st was readmitted for care of a urinary tract infection related to that operation. This is Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
His prostate cancer was detected early and his prognosis is excellent.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that nobody at the White House knew that Secretary Austin had prostate cancer until this morning and that the president was informed immediately after. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Masked men broke into the set of a public television channel in Ecuador, waving guns and explosives during a live broadcast Tuesday. And the president issued a decree declaring that the South American country had entered an internal armed conflict. More from VOA's Kim Lewis.
The men, armed with pistols and what looked like sticks of dynamite, entered the set of the TC television network in the port city of Guayaquil and shouted that they had bombs. Noises similar to gunshots could be heard in the background. It was not immediately clear if any station personnel were injured. Ecuador has been rocked by a series of attacks, including the abductions of several police officers in the wake of a powerful gang leader's escape from prison on Sunday. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A sprawling storm has hit the south of the United States with high winds and its tornado warnings that blew rooftops off, flipped over campers, and tossed about furniture in Florida. Another storm buried cities across the Midwest in more than half a foot of snow as it heads to the northeast. The National Weather Service says a storm with 55-mile-per-hour wind and hail moved along the Florida panhandle and into Alabama and Georgia by sunrise Tuesday, along with reports of radar-confirmed tornadoes. Far to the west, up to a foot of snow could blanket a broad area stretching from southeastern Colorado all the way up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. At least five deaths are reported in the storms nationwide. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired one of their largest barrages of drones and missiles targeting shipping in the Red Sea, forcing the U.S. and British navies to shoot down the projectiles. In a major naval engagement, the attack by the Iranian-backed Houthis came despite a planned United Nations Security Council vote later Wednesday to potentially condemn and demand an immediate halt to the attacks by the rebels. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.